Hello, everyone. This is Michelle Birdie, and you're listening to The Wordsworth from the Moscow Times. Usually when there are big events going on in or around Russia, I like to poke around and discover how it's being discussed, what new words, phrases, or slang have appeared, and perhaps clarify grammar or lexical questions that come up. But you know what? I just can't spend any more time than I have to contemplating the misery, tragedy, and danger that is our reality these days. So instead, I'm just leaping into the fun stuff, that place where history, culture, tradition, and language meet up and have a party. Povod, the occasion, Osin, autumn, one of my favorite topics and times of year. The word Osin was derived a few thousand years ago from a word for harvest or reaping, which is what people did after summer and before winter. It still means that season, vremya года, although it can also be used poetically to describe the time when feelings or life itself are coming to an end. For example, someone wrote of a late life poet, Стихи он начал писать осенью на даче. В то время название сборника намекает на осень жизни, когда зима, то есть смерть, уже не за горами. He began to write verse at the dacha in the autumn. At the same time, the name of his collection of poetry hints at the autumn of life, when winter, that is, death, is not far off. But most of the time in the non-poetic world, Orsin consists of the 3 months of September, October, and November. Сентябрь, октябрь, ноябрь. The season doesn't have one fixed image or association in Russian. On the one hand, it's the time when things get darker, colder, wetter, and bleaker. On the other hand, it can be a time of new beginnings, weddings, and, if you have a back-to-nature kind of life, a time of plenty, stocking up, and the great satisfaction of having a full pogreb, root cellar, to last until spring. So on the bad days, you might talk about хмурая, грустная, дождливая, грязная, сырая, угрюмая, унылая, ветреная, холодная осень. That's gloomy, sad, rainy, dirty, damp, glum, bleak, windy, and cold autumn. But on the good days, it's золотая, янтарная, нарядная, благодатная, нежная, even плодоносная, and радостная осень. Golden, amber, festive, blessed, gentle, fruitful, and joyful autumn. When we move from the general season to the months of autumn, things get a little bit complicated. Months and calendars in Russia are a long and very confusing story. First of all, New Year's Day changed 3 times. From as far back as historians can ascertain, the year began in March. In what we call the 15th century, Russia began to start the year in September. Years were calculated from the creation of the world, which for reasons I don't quite understand, was determined to have taken place in what we'd call the year 5509 BC. This calendar lasted about 2 centuries until December in the year 7208. When Peter the Great decided that Russia would jump into European time, he decreed that the upcoming January 1st would be the New Year's Day of a very new year, 1700. And so the year of 7208 was the shortest in history, just 4 months from its start in September to the end of December. Having the same calendar must have made it easier to trade and even communicate with foreigners, But even before that, Russians seem to have been acquainted with the European system. According to some sources, Latin names for the months began to filter into the Russian and Slavic lands, beginning with traders in the 12th century. This makes sense. Ivan would ask Achilles when he'd bring the next shipment of that delicious grain they called grechka, buckwheat groats, in honor of the people who introduced it, the Greeks. And through a combination of sketches of moons, fingers held up, and experience, Ivan began to catch on that August meant that hot month at the end of the summer. But before the Roman names for the months were universally accepted and used, Russians had their own names. In fact, each month had several names, which were probably used in different regions. September, Sentyabr, was called Хмурин, gloomy, overcast. Дождезвон, the sound of raindrops. Вересин, from верест, heather, that blooms that time of year. And Ревун, howler, from the sound of the wind and, by some accounts, the calls of moose. Even though the weather could turn cold and rainy, September was still considered a rich month for farmers and foragers. Сентябрь без плодов не бывает. September is never without fruit. Сентябрь – золотой месяц грибников. September is the golden month for mushroom gatherers. And there are, of course, lots of weather signs. For example, let's hope for some good thunderstorms because гром в сентябре – теплая осень. Thunder in September means a warm autumn. Another thing to look for this month are spider webs. В сентябре в лесу много паучков на паутинах к долгой сухой осени. In September, many little spiders on spider webs means a long and dry autumn. So off to the woods to check on those spider webs. For most of Russia, October is the month when leaves blaze in color and then fall to the ground. So the month was called Listopad, leaf fall. In some parts of Russia, October, Oktyabr, was called Gryaznik, something like muddy month, as rain and snow conspired to make the dirt roads unpassable mud holes. It was also called Zazimnik, for the Zazimki, first frosts. Not to go all Eskimos have 50 words for snow on you, because that's a language myth, but how cool is it that there is one word in Russian for the first frosts of the season? Zazimki. October was perceived as the true in-between month. Октябрь землю покроет, где листом, где снежком. October covers the earth, here with leaves, there with snow. And unfortunately, в октябре ни на колесах, ни на санях. In October, you already can't travel by cart, and you can't yet travel by sleigh. October has its weather signs too, some of which might sound familiar to anyone who grew up in the American Northeast. Много же людей на дубе, к лютой и снежной зиме. Lots of acorns on the oak means a bitterly cold and snowy winter. This year, pay attention to when birds fly and leaves fall. Поздний отлет птиц к теплой зиме. A late bird migration means a warm winter. But поздний листопад к суровой и долгой зиме. If the leaves fall late, winter will be harsh and long. November, ноябрь, my least favorite month of the year in Moscow, has the least attractive folk names. Листогной, leaf decay, полузимник, half winter, бездорожник, roadlessness, or груден, from грудки земли, frozen pieces of earth. On the one hand, folk wisdom said, "В ноябре зима с осенью борется." In November, winter battles with autumn. On the other hand, other folk said wisely, "Ноябрь осень замыкает." November closes the circle of autumn. It does have a good weather sign, although you need to wait a long time to see if it's true. Какова погода в ноябре, таков и май. The weather in November is how it will be in May. That was true this year. In fact, Moscow had November for 9 months, from September to May. Note that Ukrainian, which has kept its more poetic month names, is farther south and warmer. So if October in Russia is Listopad, in Ukrainian, Listopad is November. Chili Grudin is November up north in Russia, but it's the name of December in Ukraine. This must make for some confusion among Slavic friends. There is one last thing to note about the autumn months. They're numbered wrong. That is, September, October, and November are based on the numbers 7, 8, and 9, but they're the 9th, 10th, and 11th months of the year. How come? Blame the Romans. Their first month of the year was March. That's it for this week. I hope you found this enlightening and fun, and if you did, that you'll consider making a contribution to support us. И до встречи на следующей неделе. Пока!